If you're anything like me, you have had moments on your healing journey where you are so curious and you are so open and you are pulling in so much information and you're learning at a rapid, rapid rate. And then there comes a moment where it is too much, that there is a sort of shutdown and overwhelm. Like there's suddenly too much to know, too many kinds of energy. It's too confusing. There's too much contradiction. And your nervous system is telling you, I can't handle anymore. And so you want to shut the whole thing down and possibly and probably eat multiple snacks. This is The Healer's Journey. I'm your host, Inga Brewer. And today we're talking about those moments when we get in our heads about our healing journey. We want to understand everything and we stop from taking action. I believe this happens because it's a really good safety mechanism. A lot of people who come to energy healing are really great thinkers and feelers and possibly not such good action takers. So, what does that look like in practice? So you're on your healing journey. You're doing your healing work. Perhaps some images are coming to mind. You're learning different things. You're getting excited and curious, and you are opening to the world and pulling in information to help you. Probably from social media, maybe from random encounters in the world. Maybe because you're in a course. And at some point, something gets triggered. Am I doing this right? Here was a contradiction, and I'm not sure how to find my way through that. This social media account calls me out on all my spiritual bypassing flaws. And it triggers something deep inside. And suddenly, it goes from fun and interesting and something you're unendingly curious about to something that overwhelms you. Something that feels like it's too much. It's too confusing. And what the nervous system does is it says, don't give me more. Please don't give me more. So it shuts down. And that makes it hard to access your actual critical thinking. Makes it hard to access the actual questions you have. It makes it hard to access your capacity to keep moving through the unknown because you need your nervous system online and to be connected. It also makes it hard to bring in more Reiki energy because that feels to your nervous system like one more thing. And as it's sort of closing down like that, what happens? Well, you bounce around in yourself. You have internalized all these contradictory things. Your fears come up. Things like, do I even have what it takes? Am I doing it right? What kind of energy is this? Am I connecting to the right thing? Those are the voices of that sort of shutdown. And the shutdown is not the enemy. Rather, it opens a question. How can I move forward in my healing journey? How can I feel safe in my healing journey? How can I feel supported and connected in my healing journey and not need to know all the answers? Because it's a bit of an illusion. I've seen it so many times. In my classes, I often do quite a bit of work to elicit and to call forward those questions that you don't even know you have inside of that state of slight overwhelm and slight vulnerability. And the question comes up. And sometimes I'm able to hold the question in such a way that just holding the question, just allowing it to be elicited, starts moving my students through this block. Because now what was rattling on inside is on the outside. And when it's on the outside, it's easier to manage, easier to work with. And then I'm able to give an answer. And the answer sometimes is helpful. I'm sure sometimes it's not, but it allows them to go forward and to keep not knowing and to keep being in the question. However, I've also seen the opposite happening. somebody comes with a question. And this is the same question that they've been asking for years. And it's just a question that they're sort of looping around inside of themselves. And these questions can be rich and important and beautiful. There's some questions I've asked my entire career, and they've allowed for some real deep wisdom to come through. So I'm not calling out here that the block shows up and asking the same question over and over and over. What I'm calling out here is that this block operates in such a way that even if you get tons of really good answers to the question, it's not about knowing the answer. It's because you're looping, and that question holds you in the safety of not having to act while you don't know. Now, I can talk about this because I really don't like not knowing. I mean, after all, I've created a lot of courses on energy healing because I didn't like not having concepts. I didn't like not having a framework to talk about it. I didn't like having to just flow and navigate in the unknown. And having to flow and navigate in the unknown also has been the biggest medicine for me, the biggest gift. When I'm stuck in having to know, I will spend hours planning, thinking, resolving things inside of myself. And then when finally they click, then maybe I'll allow myself to take action. Again, not such a bad mechanism sometimes, because it allows me to do some very deep work internally. Also, more often than not, all that planning I'm doing, all that calculating I'm doing, is simply keeping me from taking action in the real world, from doing anything that will actually move the needle into where I want to go. It's a cleverly disguised procrastination, and it feels so, so good. But on the healer's journey, on the healing journey, both, what I found time and time again, that there is this absolutely no replacement to that act of jumping and believing that the net will appear. Every single breakthrough I've had in my own healing journey and my healing business have come after these moments of courage where I say, F it, I don't know. And there's real true medicine in those words. I don't know. And the F it, I'm trying to swear less lately, but fuck it, has a true magic because it cuts through the looping of trying to figure it out, especially trying to figure it out on your own. Trying to figure it out on your own, only entering different echo chambers on social media, online, and even with ChatGPT that reconfirm your own thing without ever getting out of your own tiny bubble can truly be not only an impediment to your healing journey, but it can be dangerous. I believe we need each other. We need to get out of our own heads. We need to meet the world. We need to admit, I don't know, and go expose ourselves to that great unknown, to the great mystery. Because as Marie Forleo, somebody who taught me online business, likes to say, clarity comes from engagement, not thought. And I can confirm. When you're out of your own little bubble and you're interacting with the world, that is where some of the magic happens. And I believe this applies also to our healing journey in such a way that calling in Reiki energy is a beautiful in-between step, because you're connecting with something bigger than you, more loving, even if I believe that fundamentally we are all love, like that's what we are. But we connect to this loving energy from beyond us, and it confronts those little loops inside, those loops that love to keep going, keep looping, keeping us treading water, keeping us in the same place. And when we bring into that system this universal loving energy, it forces things to move a little bit. So of course, the fear gets big. Of course, we start saying things like, but I want to understand more. I want to I want to control this a little bit more. And again, not to say that understanding things is the wrong motivation. Of course not. My greatest joy, I think it's my highest value in life to understand. Nothing gives me more satisfaction than to understand something. And that's why I love working with people. I love working with energy, because a tiny pattern in your life, something tiny that you're doing on your own, may be the key to translating so many things you've created in your life. And understanding that without judgment, with a lot of love, with like just very simple, clear, aha, I get it now, unlocks everything. So how do we move out of this block? If our goal with each podcast episode is to name the block, to understand the block, to bring so much clarity and love to it that it dissolves a little bit already, how can we take it one step further, that when you're done listening to this episode, you feel excited and happy to be in a merry mystery of healing? Maybe I can tell you this story. This is a period in my life where I was really, really, really on this block. I was working on it consciously, diligently, with a great level of loving fierceness with myself. So before this moment, I had an internal model of healing, which is bring awareness to a pattern, bring love to that pattern, and that's it. Then find the new pattern, and then bring love to that pattern. But what would happen is that it was all internal. It was all, I kept staying inside of myself. And of course, it seeped out into my life, and I made different choices because of it. But largely, I kept looping in that. And it meant I subtly kept in these deeper beliefs of I don't really belong. I'm separate from everybody else. There's like a undercurrent, underlying loneliness and a sense that I don't matter. And then I started something a little bit different. I started trying a new model of healing. And that was, okay, internally notice the pattern that is not working for me. Define an action that goes against that and puts me back in my power. Go do that action, even if I don't understand, just trusting that I can define that action that I need to take that is in match with my power, and then do the sort of more loving internal healing work with myself after I've done the action. And that changed my life completely and radically. I was learning this around 2019, 2020. And when the lockdown started, this is what I did hardcore. Sort of day in, day out. There was a specific process to it. It was called shadow alchemy. And it required some journaling, required some learning of certain archetypes, and it required action taking. Really a lot of action taking. And here's a few things that happened as a result. One, my husband and I had been in a stalemate around having kids. He didn't want, and I did want, but I wasn't clear about it. I wasn't adamant about it. I wasn't so clear that I was ready to break up with him or not get married with him, because this was before then. And I was really exploring, could I be happy without kids? And my answer was a genuine yes. I could definitely find fulfillment in my life without kids. But the conversation with my husband was at a stalemate. And I started doing this work. And I was showing up so differently in our relationship. I had better boundaries. I had better initiative. I had better... I was way more clear on what I actually valued. And essentially, by putting action earlier in this healing loop, I claimed that I mattered. I sort of took more center stage in my life, in my energetic landscape. I wasn't just there to help other people here. I was here on my own mission with my own creativity and my own drive. And I was taking responsibility for myself at a new level. I was allowing me to matter. This is such a floofy concept, but if you feel me on this, it can probably change your life. You begin to feel like you matter when you act like you matter, and you can change matter by acting, by taking action. So my energy shift was pretty radical, and my husband felt it. And a couple of months in, randomly out of the blue, he just told me, yes. And we hadn't talked about it. He just said, yes. And I said, to what? To having kids. And incidentally, the funny story about this is that we were in Mexico and we were in Xcaret. For anybody who knows the Riviera Maya area, this is close to Cancun. And we were staying in Playa del Carmen at the time for a month. And there's this sort of crazy journey you can take. And he said yes, right as we were about to go down this kind of like crazy mudslide that then ends in a completely dark tunnel where there's like a woman singing and there's different textures and you're moving through this. And then at the end, you come out of the tunnel and you hear, here's the light. So like he tells me this right before we go down like a literal birth canal. Which is, I mean, this is one of the moments of my life where I can't make this stuff. He didn't know that this was coming, or intuitively maybe he did. But obviously that changed our lives radically. And just yesterday was Father's Day. And he said, having kids is the absolute best thing I've ever done. I feel this. So that was one thing. And the other thing is I started really working in my business and teaching the things I wanted to teach and teaching this very process. And that was the 1 month, because after that, soon after that, I closed down my business for the little children that we had. I had a 20K month in sales, and I had never done that before. I'd been hitting 10K, but 20K was like a whole nother level. So the money's there too. You can't know everything. One of the biggest blocks I see with people's intuition is using your intuition as a predictor tool. Sort of sitting in a little tower and then trying to predict what's going to happen. But your intuition can actually be used as a creative tool. And I recommend that you use it that way. Because you have a voice, you have values that align with mine probably. And by you using your voice and using your intuition to create the new paths, to forge a new path in the unknown, is how you create a new reality that your predictive intuition can't even fathom right now. All of that requires you to stop trying to understand everything. Stop trying to understand the whole landscape before you even take a first step. Those steps are what anchors into this reality that this matters, that your healing matters. That the healing of the people that you are here to serve matters. Every step you take in the unknown is a step that you create, where you're creating a new reality for all of us to enjoy. There's an urgency in my voice because there's something in my body that feels like we cannot afford to sit back and wait till we understand everything before we take action. There is chaos right now, and in that chaos is incredible potential for creation. So if you identify as a healer, if you believe that healing is something that matters, take action as if it does. Move forward even if you don't understand it all. Move forward even if you don't see all the pieces. Take the next step even if you don't know exactly where it will lead, simply because you trust that you are creating a world for yourself that is slightly better than the one we have right now. Do the self-Reiki. Drink the glass of water in the morning. Go for a walk. What I learned during that time is that your intuition, when it's generative and creative, It gives you very simple directives. It doesn't need to know the whole puzzle. It doesn't need to understand everything. Simple acts will carry you far. All right, my love, this has been The Healer's Journey. I'm your host, Inga Brower. The music is by Lana Chakra. If you're feeling me on this, I invite you to come and do a Reiki reset and let it inform your actions. Come connect with the healing, loving energy of the universe on a quasi day-by-day basis. Let it transform you. And let it inform how you're going to take action in the world and how you're going to create the world that you would like to see, how you're going to actually be the change you want to see in the world. See you there.